My guests in studio, as I say, are John Davison, that's D-A-V-I-S-O-N, and Vince McGovern. They are of the Citizens Council of Hamilton Township. So you raise a really interesting point, because what happened in that situation is the council was, in fact, in breach of their own bylaws, but also in breach of the Municipal Act. And the fact is that, you know, everyone says, well, why do these citizen coalitions always pop up? You know, there seems to be a new government elected. All of a sudden, they may not be as conservative as some people would think. All of a sudden, next thing you know, you're seeing citizens coalitions. But you guys are from what I can see here, actively engaged in just simply in simple governance. We just want the information. Like Dr. Evil said, we need the info. You know, and if you're in breach, as the township was, then they need the information. And this is why I know you probably didn't even want to discuss this particular topic today. But the fact that you know about this and nobody else in the township does is an important piece of information.
So here's my question to you guys then. Do you trust your local government? Do you guys trust your local government?
Our township?
Yeah.
That's a tough answer. Tough question to answer. It's a very difficult question, actually. I don't think it's a matter of trust. I think it's a matter of let's be responsible to our citizens. Let's be open. Let's talk about things with our tax base, with our taxpayers. Let's put some of these issues on the table in an open environment. Let's make proper notice. Let's get some recordings of council meetings so people can actually understand what the heck is going on out there. And allow people the opportunity to submit their questions, ideas, comments, suggestions, and you know, maybe at the end of the day we're all going to be better because of it. Right now, a lot of it's getting hidden in the closet.
John, how about you? Do you trust the council?
Well, you have to trust council because the fact that they are the governing body of the municipality. But when breaches like this occur, it diminishes somebody's
faith.
Well, not only faith, it's just your integrity is at the line. And this is where people's integrity comes into play. But as a council member, you're put on a pedestal by the public to say, okay, we trust you to do the proper thing.
Mm-hmm.
In this circumstance, that trust was violated. And if I go back a little bit here, where Mayor Lovshin, and in his own words as a candidate in the 2014 municipal election, he basically came across and says, I believe there should be consequences when the Municipal Act is not followed. And yet, in a report to the Northumberland Today, he said, it's just a minor offense. Nothing to it. I do it all over again the same way, except... And I thought, well, this is not right. Coming from a mayor, why not owe up to what you've done wrong? Why not say, I have done something wrong here, we're going to correct the situation, and I want my council to follow that.
So how do they build this back then? If that's the issue, then you feel that they're up there and then they fall. How do they regain their credibility in your mind? How do they do that?
As Vince reiterated, openness and transparency. Be open and be honest with the public. Admit if you've made a mistake. Admit that you're wrong and move on and with the corrective measures.
Apologize in the house. You know, that just happened, right?
Yeah.
Apologize for your errors. People can understand that. That's being honest as a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're not being honest like that, well, you know, that's why people don't have faith in politicians these days. We need to change that. We need to stop this. We need to truly understand what is actually happening. We recently had Catherine Bell from the Impact show up as a guest speaker at one of our general meetings. And, you know, I was enlightened as a taxpayer. Wow, this Impact thing, this is pretty involved. And now I have a better understanding. Before that, for 20 years, I didn't know what the heck Impact was, you know, other than I get this assessment thing or whatever. But how are they formed?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the questions that came as a result of that. So, again, it's really important that we keep we're voting these elected officials into place.
Mm-hmm.
We want integrity. We want openness and responsible government. And that's all we're asking for. Mm-hmm. And we'll work with the folks to get them to that point if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're already doing that. We had a first meeting ever with the mayor. It was great. Now we got to see some results. You know, that's and we're going to keep him on target. That's our plan.
I think the biggest thing, too, we have another issue that's coming up here, and it's been 6 months reprieve, and it's now due, is the fact that the council we're looking at, once they got rid of their director of public works and infrastructure, which took care of the water issue. In this, they gave the staff 6 months to come up and save money or have cost saving measures, and they compare them to outsourcing the water in our township.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that's another issue that's come up. And
maybe elaborate on that a little bit, John. Just to, you know, no, you go ahead. You know better than I do. But what are we talking about when, like, most of the township's on well and septic, right? So what is the water issue about? What is, like, who does that involve?
This involves the we have, I think, four or five operators in the township. They take care of the water system in Baltimore, mm-hmm. and Creighton Heights area, mm-hmm. and also Camborne.
There you go.
And these individuals have basically been given a timeline by council to, mm-hmm. to have cost-saving measures in place, and they'll compare apples to apples. If they outsource and say, okay, we want an RFP to bring forward somebody else to take care of our water system. And the staff are very upset, and I can't blame them. This is a water system that was created, and it's managed by our staff, and they do a wonderful job, and you can't take that away from them. And for council to go out and say, okay, we're going to look for other sources or other ways to manage our water, mm-hmm. that I feel is a very bad thing for mm-hmm. somebody to do, even though they're looking for a cost-saving measure. But they may have a cost-saving measure the first year of the contract if they outsource, mm-hmm. but after that, then you watch out for your extra costs.
That is always the way. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for ConsiderThis.ca today. Thank you very much for coming in, gentlemen. My guests have been Vince McGovern and John Davison of the Citizens Council of Hamilton Township. The only thing I would say on that water issue for you guys and for the rest of the listeners out there in Hamilton Township is remember Walkerton, everybody. I'm Dave Glover. Thanks for tuning in.